Beginning current Perek in Hilchas Tumat Tzaras, in the laws of Tumat Tzaras, and Perek Asir in the 10th chapter, in the Rambam Masechta Hilchas of Tahara, where in this Perek the Rambam discusses the prohibition about removing the Tzaras, and also regarding the laws of the Mitzvah. As we begin Halach Aleph regarding this prohibition about removing the signs of Tumah of the Tzaras, HaToilish Simani Tumah. Someone rips off the signs of Tumah, where in a Baharis, that's the white hairs. In a Nesek, that's the golden hairs. Bein Kulon, Bein Miktazim, whether all of them, or whether some of them. Or Hichves Amichya, or if he burns the raw flesh, which actually raw flesh in the Baharis is a sign of Tumah, and if it's burned, so it's not raw flesh, then it's not going to contaminate anymore. So if he does this Kulo, in Miktazim, if he burns all of the raw flesh, or some of it, or he HaKoytis HaNega Kulo, or if he just totally tears off the whole Nega, Mibsari, from his flesh, which is Tumah Negam of Adam, or Min HaBegad, from the garment, or Min HaBayis, from the house, which these are the three types of elements that have the Nega. And this is Bein Koyim Shev LeKoyim, whether before he ever initially came to the Koyim. Or Bein Metoch Hezgo, whether it's during the quarantine, or Betoch Echlet, or during when he was already confirmed as a Mitzvah. Or Yachar Betar, or even after he was already let go. Harizah Oiver B'Leisah says, he's going to violate a negative prohibition. Shemek says, in the Torah in Sefer Devar, says, he Shomar, be careful. Benega Tzaras, in the Nega of Tzaras, Lishma Ma'oi, to be very safeguarding, Velasas to do Kachalasha Yeres Makan Malavim, like the Kan Malavim rule and instruct you, Kashatzi Visim, like I commanded them, Tishmer, you should safeguard, which teaches us, Shalayitlish Oitra Yokets, that one should not go ahead and tear off the hairs or cut off the white stain on the body. Aval Eina Loka Shayil Maisa, but he doesn't get lashes until what he does is effective. But what if he did is not effective, in like it doesn't get lashes, Ketzer House, so Ram illustrates. Let's say he had the white stain, he had the Baharis of the Nega, which that's the platform. Uvos Shalish Saurus Labonis, and on it had three white hairs, which two white hairs is what actually is metame, makes a tame. Now Vitalish Achas, and he tears out one of the white hairs. Or Kavan Miktas HaMichri, or if he burns some of the raw flesh, the Nishim in the Kadosha, but it still retains that of raw flesh the size of a lentil. So in it, like, he's not going to get lashes. He still has tummy as he was initially, and therefore there was no effectiveness in removing the tumma of the nega. Anything similar like this. But they give him rabbinic lashes. If someone cuts off the hairs of a nesek, now nesek is actually the bald spot, so it means the two hairs that surround the nesek, if he shaves off those hairs, so then it cannot extend. Loike gets lashes from them because it says in the pasuk of Yikro, "Vesan nesig lo yigalech." It says clearly the nesig, the hair around the one should not cut off that hair. Now, but vein chayiv, but he's not liable at shigalech kol nesig bet saar until he goes and he shaves off the hairs surrounding the nesig with a razor, which is how it's supposed to be when one shaves off the hair in his purification. Now, umutul mitzayr. However, it is permitted for the mitzayr lisa b'moit to carry a pole on his shoulder, which he has tzaras on that shoulder, which actually as he's carrying it, the pole, it might actually remove the hair or the nega. And so to Beliksha Hasiv al Ragli, he's also allowed to wrap the palm bast, which is the strands that surround a palm tree, which ropes are made out of. He's allowed to tie that al Ragla on his foot. And if by default the signs of Tumah are removed, Yelechu. So then they're taken off. But as long as he's not deliberately intending for this, he's allowed to do that because it's unintentional. But to intentionally remove it, that we said is a loisase in the Torah. Halacha base. Hatoilish shemani tumah. So if someone tears off the signs of tumah, he pulls out those hairs, or he burns the raw flesh. Actually, if he didn't yet come to the kain, okay, so he violated Esther, but he's a tar. Ultimately, he's tar. So to be did this during the days of quarantine, he was never confirmed as tummy. So he's a tar. So ultimately, after the days of quarantine, we check him. He doesn't have the sign of tumah, so he's going to be tar. Now, if he tears him out after he was already confirmed as a mitzayr with them, so hariza muchlik kashaya, so he retains his status of being a confirmed mitzayr. And actually, the inlik tahara, and he's actually not going to be purified at shetifach hatzras bekuloi until the tzras spreads throughout his whole body. That's one option of becoming tahara. Oy, because we said that parach love mekuloi is actually tahara. Oy, at shetismayit baharta mikagris, or until the beharis gets diminished from the size of a gris, which that's already too small to be considered a nega. But just tearing out the simanim tumah is not going to go ahead and make him tar if it was already confirmed as a mitzayr. Halacha gimel. Let's say someone's Baharis, his Nega, the white stain on his body from one of the four shades, it gets torn off from his body unintentionally. So tari is tari, there's no one neged here. Now, ktsatsa bekavana, if he cuts off the beharis deliberately, so im katsat kala basra chaya makifa, if he cut off all the raw flesh, the unaffected part of the body, right, surrounding the perimeter of the nega, even if it's just like a thread of a hair in the tari lamas. So it doesn't have purification forever, even if it would spread throughout his whole body. And the reason for that is because maybe it would not have spread in the raw flesh that he cut off. And since we cannot define it because it's not here anymore, so then he cannot be purified. Because that's not even considered parcha b'kulei. Now, ketzatza b'tzimtzum, but let's say if he cut off the nega precisely only the nega, then ain't like tahara, then you're right, it's not going to have tahara. Ah, chetifach b'kulei, until it spreads throughout his whole body. Then it spread throughout, so then it's going to have a tahara. Halacha daled. Hatoyle shara levana achas v'nashra shnei. Let's say he tore out one here, one white here, and the second one fell out. So Hariza tar, so he's going to be tar, because even if he had not torn out one here, he anyways would have been tar by the one that fell out, because it would be less than two. Let's say there were three hairs. Talishtai menasha achas, he tore out two and one fell out. Hariza b'tumasi. So then he actually retains his tumma, because if he had not torn out the hairs, it would have been two hairs. And what the Rambam is telling us is that we don't say, oh, just like one fell out, we would have said the other two would have fell out. No. Only one fell out. He would have had two, and now you pulled out. So like we said in the previous halacha, you retain your tumma. He said, by michikat dasha. Let's say there was the raw flesh, exactly the size of a lentil. Now, kova chetzi, v'hala chetzi. Let's say he burnt half the raw flesh, and the other half just disappeared. He's a tar, so ultimately he's tar, because even the part that just went would have made him tar. Now, he says, same kadosh, but let's say it was more than the size of a lentil. And kova ha-moisir, and he burnt only the part that's excess for exactly the size of a lentil, some of what's more than the size of a lentil, and mahalach kadosha, and the size that was the size of a lentil went away by itself, he's a tar, he's going to be tar, because since even without his actions, he would be tar, so he will become tar, which the rule is that the thing that he did with Isser, that will not be effective in making himself pure, but if, let's say, it would have been without him, it doesn't cause him to become tummy, and therefore he's going to be tar. Now, kava kadosha, but let's say the other way around. Let's say he burnt the part that's a lentil size. And the excess left. Well, there is a tummy. So then again, his actions are not effective, and he's going to remain as tummy. Halacha hey, mishalisa beheres ba'ar losib. Someone had a negev tras on his foreskin, whereas where the bris milah has to be done. So yimol, you do the circumcision, and va'avav bishil and she mil b'shul b'zman. Even though it's not a circumcision on day 8, which is the zman of it, but after that. Shemitzah sasei, because the positive commandment of doing the bris milah is deicha es leis sasei b'chol makom. It always overrides a negative prohibition in all places. So therefore, although there's a negative prohibition of cutting off the nega, but since there's a positive commandment of cutting off this flesh, so asei deicha leis sasei. And vimal, if he does the circumcision, v'halach ba'ar arla, and therefore it disappears now by the taking off of the foreskin. So simen shayim mukhl bay, if there was a sign that had already, the kain had confirmed him as a matzar, because of this, the nega on his foreskin, and now he's removing it, which he's allowed to, because I say dechalisei hariz achayev b'karban mitzari. So he's going to be obligated in the carbon that a mitzari brings when he purifies himself from his tumah, which is actually happening over here. So although generally not allowed to do that way, but here he is. So therefore, but he has to bring the carbon as a mitzari brings when he's purified. Halach above the Rambam continues regarding the laws of the mitzari when he's confirmed and when he's in quarantine. So mitzvah says the positive commandment shia mitzari hamuchlet, that the confirmed mitzari should be mechutzer roish, with his head covered, all the days that he's confirmed as a mitzvah, and he should have his covered, cloaked all the way up until his lips like a mourner. He tears his garments, he lets all those who pass by to know that he's tummy. Like it says in the pasuk about tzerua, the one who has tzeras of negging him, etc., where it says all these halachas. And I feel like even the high priest, which the pasuk says that he's not allowed to be pardeis ration, he's not allowed to be pardeis begadav. But should today, if he gets tzaras, then perdeya poilim, then he does these two halachas of covering his head and of tearing his garments. And the reason for that is the positive commandment of the mitzvah to do this overrides negative prohibition of a kohen gadol not doing this. Also, v'asav shila sholom koy mechilute, is forbidden to greet people all the days of his confirmed tzaras, kabel like a mourner. Shnemek says in the pasuk about sofim yate, that on his lips he should be cloaked, meaning she is safasav devukas, that also means that his lips should be connected, that they should be like cloaked, like clothes. Avol, but kaidei, he could read chumash, rishonik, lemishnais, v'doidish, he could lecture. He's not allowed to get a haircut and do laundry all the days of his confirmed tzaras. And he conducts himself with all these things, even on Shabbos Yom Tov. But Varehu Mutter, he's permitted berechitza, to bathe, the besicha, to anoint, to benilsa sandal, wearing shoes, of a tashmash mita, marital intimacy. Vizekev is mitasa, keeps his bed right side up. Kisharam, like all other people, unlike that of a mourner. Halacha Zayin, now, dinam etzer, the Lord of Mutter, she loy moshev levadu chutzler, that he should dwell by himself out of the city. Shemak says in the pasuk, mechutz lamach, meshame, out of the camp is where he dwells. But for Davazev, this halacha is ba'ayeres ha'mukavas chem be'eretz obavad, only applies to the walled cities that are in Eretz Yisrael, only over there. Halacha ches, meaning that he has to be outside of those cities by himself. Halacha ches, ha'mitzeras, someone with tzeras, in the peyda'as, ve'in the peydemes, v'loy oita al-safam. So a woman who has tzeras does not do the covering of the head and the tearing the garments and having her cloaked all the way to the lips. Aval, Yoshebesi Mechutzli, but she does dwell out of the city. And the Medea Lachim, she Tamei, she also does the halacha of letting others know that she's Tamei. And the truth is, because this halacha is actually this last one, not only for Metzera, El Kolam Matamas Adam, all those things that contaminate people like a Metzera, they have to let others know that they are Tamei. Kadeshivashmahem, so that they should stay away from them, like it says in the Pasig, the Tamei Tamei Yikra. The Metzera calls out Tamei Tamei, which teaches us Hatamei Medea Shutamei, that which is Tamei has to notify others that it is Tamei. Halacha test. Now, but tumdim andragonis, or tumdim is someone that we don't see any clear sign of gender, and andragonis is both signs of gender, but paideu, paidem, or ital safim, they do this halacha that's only by the male, not to the female, of covering the head and cloaking to the lips and tearing the garments, and they should suffer because they're doubt if they're male or female, and we're stringent like all sveka derais, all biblical doubts are lochomer stringently. Halacha yod, now echad mitzayr muzgir, this applies to whether the mitzayr is confined. Whether that he's confirmed as a mitzayra, linya tuma, they're all the same regarding the laws of tuma, and the imbi mitzayra muskul, the mitzayra muchle, linya tuma. There is no difference between the mitzayra that's confined and the one that's confirmed regarding the laws of tuma. Ella perdia uprima. The difference is regarding the covering the head and the tearing of the garments, which that's for the muchlet and not for the muskul. And for deklachas v'tziparim, and regarding the shaving of the body here, and regarding bringing the birds, because shatar mitoich hezger potim in the deklachas v'tziparim, because if someone comes purified from his confinement, from the quarantine, he's exempt from bringing the birds and from cutting his hair. But v'atar mitoich hechlet, chayav ben, but the one who is purified from his confirmed mitzvah status is obligating them. Avotum mishnei mishav v'chadov, regarding the tumah, both of them, they're both the same for all halachas. Lachi rav qualifies the tuma that a mitzvah has, which is in ava, an ava tuma, a primary category. A mitzvah av me'avos ha'tumas. A mitzvah is considered one of the primary categories of tuma, which is metame od mekein b'magoy. Only an ava tuma, unlike a rishon, let's say, is metame, so to a mitzvah, a person or a vessel when it touches them. And uklei cheres, an earthenware vessel, which it does not contract by being touched on the outside, is baviru when you're in the ear space. So to metame odem masai also contaminates a person not even by touch, even by causing him to move. So for example, let's say the person sitting on the beam and the other person comes and lifts up the beam on the second side, causing him to move, contaminates a person that way. Umetame mishkan moshav also contaminates whatever he's sitting or laying on, no matter how far down that item is, whatever is beneath him. And afal tachas even, if it's beneath a stone, meaning the sheets were beneath the stone, and he's sitting on the stone will not save the lower items from tumah. Kazaba, just like the halacha is by the male and the female that have the discharge from their genital area. Shem, like it says in the pasuk regarding the mitzayra, says v'chibes begod the betar, that he washes his garments and he's purified, which mepiash mulamdu from the tradition they learned, meaning shetar miletam and mishkan meishab, that at that point is when he is purified from subsequently contaminating what he sits or what he lays on, which sounds like that, before they had this stage of washing the garments and purifying, that he was metame mishkan meishav. And the echad mozgir ve'echad muchle b'chaleilin, like we said, doesn't make a difference if he was confirmed or confined. Either one has the tumah of tzaraz of an avatama. Now, halach yud beiz, chumri yaseir yesh b'mitzayr. There's actually an added stringency more than we find elsewhere that there is by the mitzayr, more than a regular avatama. Shemetame b'biyos labayz. He contaminates by entering into a house. B'mehechad b'mehesker, whether in his confirmed or confined mitzayr status, ketzer also. Nichnas labayis, if he goes into a house, nitma kol hashav labayis, everything in the house becomes tamei. Bein adam, bein galim, whether a person, whether vessels, and af bishle nagbem, even if he didn't touch them. Now, so rishon l'tuma, they all become a first degree level of tuma. Shlomak says in the pasuk, mechutz lamachna meishavai, like we quoted before, out of the camp is where he should dwell. Now, we're talking about his dwelling. So Mahur Tameh, we're comparing him to his dwelling. Just like he's Tameh, Afmoy Shavit Tameh, even just his dwelling is a source of Tumah. So therefore, his dwelling contaminates, which is that house. Now, Hayu Amitach Zeilan, let's say the Mitzayah was standing beneath the tree. V'ava Adam Tar Tach Zeilan, and a Tar person passes beneath the same tree. So Nitmah becomes Tumah because he went into that airspace of the Moshav of the Mitzayah. Now, however, but let's say the pure person was standing beneath the tree. The ova mitzvah tach, the mitzvah passes beneath it, loy timohu, it will not make the tar person tame. But if he stops and he stands there, then nitma, then he will become tame, shari nasle moshav, because now suddenly it's his dwelling place. Just passing by, he's not considered moshav. Now, savag omad, savag loy omad, if we're not sure if he stood or he didn't, so tar then retained the cheskes tahara that the person is tar. Let's say the mitzvah stuck only his head and the majority of his body into the house, but he has that much that went in. So nitma kol shishabatechet, the web inside is going to become tummy because you already have reisha berubah. Now, nechnas al-basak nezah, when he wants to come into shul, so oisin l'mechitza, we have to make a separate partition for him so that it's considered a separate moishav. We make mechitza gevay asar tfachim, walls that are 10 tfachim high all around him. V'rach ba'arba amas al-arba amas, and the square area is 4x4 amas, which is its own area. So he enters into shul first, and he leaves last, so that his moishav, his dwelling, should be separate, distinct, so that he should not stand with the rest of the people intermingling, and then he's going to contaminate them, but if he has his own moishav, then they're not in his moishav, and therefore they're not going to become tamei.